Good afternoon, Anas.
Hi, good afternoon.
Thanks for joining us here on 2SER.
No problem.
People are going to say, firstly, no, not chocolate. They get so passionate about it. But it's not something that's new. I mean, I think people understand that chocolate is it's a bit of a delicacy, you know, that we take for granted.
Yes, we do.
But can you explain a little bit how chocolate's made and what sort of impact it has?
Well, I have to tell you that it was actually a shock to me as well when I first started to do this research. In fact, we were looking at the water footprint of food, which basically essentially just an accounting system to know exactly how much water do you need to make an orange, how much water do you need to make a kilo of beef. You know, traditionally people would think that beef is one of the biggest ticket items. It's like 15,000 liters of water that you need to make 1 kilo of beef.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, when I started looking, in fact, I discovered that beef got the bad press, but in fact, to my surprise, and I have to say that I was heartbroken, I'm still, because I love chocolate as well, is that the biggest, one of the biggest ticket items is actually chocolate with 24,000 liters of water per kilo of chocolate.
24,000 liters. And to give some people perspective of how much that is.
That's a big swimming pool.
A big swimming pool, which takes a long time to fill.
Yeah, I know. That's a big swimming pool. And again, It is. There is a number of steps that goes into the production of chocolate, and you know, it's the requirement. It's not just the, what we call the virtual part of the water, which is the transport, etc. This is like direct use.
Right.
You know, the water that's used in the direct production of the nut that comes from it, and then the extraction and transformation and whatever. So it's just really an interesting way. I don't mean to be the party pooper, because it's like a celebration. That's how people call me around here every time. You go, what kind of bad news are you bringing? But we just like to attract people's attention to the fact that everything that you do has a signature from the water point of view.
Which countries are well known for creating the cocoa tree? Like, where are the countries that this impact is having the most effect?
Well, the impact is actually global, because, again, these problems, because things get transported around the world, so the impact are global, because the carbon that you need to transport in the water is actually shared by everyone. But obviously, there's the usual South American countries that produce, you know, chocolate and other places, but it is a global problem that, you know, someone says, well, we don't need just to decarbonize the economy, we need actually to dehydrate the economy, because, you know, the economy is very water hungry.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's because water is such precious resource that we need to start thinking about smarter ways. So we're not about, you know, preventing people from having chocolate, but we're saying, okay, what are the better ways that we can produce chocolate that will be less water expensive, if you will? And I think people are interested in new ways, and I think it's also a good opportunity for innovation and creativity.
So are there ways of making chocolate where not as much water is used?
Absolutely. So this number that I'm telling you is actually an average.
Okay.
That based on the calculation, there's a number of websites that give you the detail of the, you know, the accounting that's used. But then you can see ways that you can actually bring that number down. And there are actually chocolate that is more water expensive. So, you know, again, in an average, what we need to do is to try to reduce that signature, if you will, as small as possible. And that goes to the production of beef. It goes to the production of other, you know, things that we use, almonds, you know, a whole bunch of things. But it all depends really on, you know, how we understand where our food comes from and how it's produced. Mm-hmm. And I think also in terms of technology and innovation, producing food with less water is possible. So I'll give you an example. This is a perfect example. The top champion in the world is the Netherlands. Now, the Netherlands are the second largest exporter of food in the world. Now, a country that's, if you get in the wrong train in Netherlands, you actually end up in another country. So it's not that big, right?
Yeah, right.
So they export $80 billion of food, second only to the U.S. Now, the U.S. is 270 times bigger than the Netherlands, and they still produce the second largest export by dollar value.
Oh.
And you know, how they do it is their agriculture is so technology advanced that they use 90% less water than average agriculture.
Wow. Okay. There you go.
Yeah. So that's the future for Australia, okay. Because Australia is a good, you know, agriculture is a good part of our economy. And I think if we advance our agriculture, it will basically be more innovative, more advanced to produce good produce, value, high value, but also less expensive.
And is there steps being taken in Australia to sort of improve the technology?
Absolutely. There is lots of work being done, but still, you know, we have a lot to go because, you know, again, the uptake of technology takes a little time. But I think we're looking into the future with a focus on technology where production becomes, of food is actually of good value, but also fun. Because people use now drones, they use all sorts of technology and I think it's just, you've seen just the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot more coming. And if you want to look at some examples, certainly the Netherlands is really on top of the world when it comes to these kind of advances.
Well, that's really good to know. And it's good to know that there's steps being taken to try and improve that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I did read some horror articles about chocolate could experience a shortage, a global shortage as well in 2020 and even later as demand increases so much. But, maybe we just need to think about moderation. Don't get too much chocolate this weekend.
That's a good... Well, again, the other thing that I would say as well, if people are aware of the expensive cost to the environment, especially in terms of water or chocolate, then overbuying may be also reconsidered. You know, I have a family, and I know that we eat half of what we buy for Easter, and then there's lots of leftovers, and, you know, sometimes you bring them to the office and nobody wants them, and you end up throwing them. Now, throwing a chocolate to the bin, it means equivalent to throwing, like, a lot of water.
Well, so then people... You wouldn't do that. You wouldn't go and just throw clean water out and throw it away.
Exactly. So,
Food wastage, you're right, is something very important in a lot of areas.
It's a big frontier. It's one that we need really to get people to think about because, again, at the end of the day, you have a hard day at work, you end up at home, and the thing is you have a plate and you eat your dinner. That's the thing that unifies everyone, right?
Yeah.
So that plate... I think is the frontier is where people can make a difference in terms of how they eat, what they eat, and make those choices and, you know, diversify. So essentially, in terms of our water footprint, daily, we consume about 3,000 liters of water.
Right.
Throughout from breakfast, dinner, lunch, and all of that. So if you start looking at that, you can actually reduce that by, you know, the kind of food that you eat.
Yeah.
Or you can increase it. So if you feel like having a plate full of chocolate, that means that you're going to be like around the 5,000 liters.
And you'll also have a few hundred
as well.
grams on you as well.
You know, you can't really, chocolate is part of the world. And I think it's, you know, in my office, we have a thing called chocolate o'clock. When people start being less productive, we just get together and try the latest.
Well, that's exciting. I'm not going to stop eating chocolate, but I'm going to think about not having too much, not only for my waste, but for the environment.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I really appreciate chatting to you this afternoon. I hope you have a nice Easter with your family.
Thank you.
And thanks for chatting to us.
And happy Easter to you as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.